call the meeting to order at 5:34. Hello, Councilman Cowles. How are you? Nice to see you. Welcome to CPARB. So we'll do call to order and a roll call, please.
Jaime Toledo.
Presente.
Roll call.
Jaime.
Tadeo.
Jaime Tadeo. Annabelle Nunez.
Present.
Kate Calhoun.
Present.
Tracy Hockett.
She's not on anymore.
Okay, it has it on here. I'll remove it.
That's okay.
Martha Lemon.
Present.
Okay, we've got a quorum.
Yes, we have.
So item 2, the approval of the LAR, the legal action report and minutes. I'm hoping you all had an opportunity to review the legal action report and the CPARB minutes from April 18, 2023. Are there any comments, questions?
I motion to approve the LAR meeting minutes from April
18. Got a motion and a second. And all those in favor? Do roll call.
Yes.
Thank you.
Jaime Tadeo.
Aye.
Annabelle Nunez.
Aye.
Kate Calhoun.
Aye.
Martha Lemon.
Aye.
Thank you.
Great. So item 3, report from the chairperson. I currently don't have anything to report other than Linda's doing a fantastic job with admin, so thank you very much. Can you pass that on to her? I would greatly appreciate it. And so item number 4, call to the audience. At this time, the community may address the board with their concerns. The board may not address the specific concern at this meeting. However, the board may, at its discretion, make it a future agenda item, at which time there can be a discussion. Community members are asked to address the board and not a specific board member, and each person is limited to 3 minutes. I open it up.
Is it okay if I just volunteer to go first?
Sure.
Never mind. My name is Stephen Moore. I know some of you I don't know, but I'm the director of a nonprofit organization called BetterPolicing.org. One of the things I'm currently working on is a training course for civilian review boards, such as CPARB. And tonight, I just want to give a brief overview of the first workshop. The importance of speaking up is one of the morals that's brought out and discussed in the fable, The Emperor's New Clothes. Some other things that have been taken from the fable are the vanity, group thought, and denial. But tonight it's just, or the first workshop is just on the importance of speaking up. In the fable, people were told that the emperor's suit, his exquisite clothing, was invisible to those who were either stupid or unfit for their job. Now, I guess if this was a regular workshop, we'd have a discussion about how it relates to CPARB, and I'm sure we'd go some interesting places and would not take advantage of what it is. It's, you know, people in CPARB aren't stupid. People in the boards, they're picked and they're approved by the city council person that they represent, or the mayor, as the case may be. So people in CPARB and other review boards are generally not stupid. But what they're reluctant to do sometimes is to speak up. You know, the police are trying to sell something. When you review a case and you have your discussions, they're trying to sell you their point of view. And they will use every trick in the book and every tool at their disposal to do so. However, unlike the swindlers in the fable, the police believe they are right. Most often they are actually right. And so that makes it difficult for people to speak up. In addition, police officers are just incredible, wonderful human beings. They're great. The more you get to know them, the more they grow on you. And that's especially true of teachers. And the officers that board members like CPARB meet are the best of the best. So there's two strikes against the board members. One, is the police know what they're doing, generally speaking, and two, they're great individuals. So back to the fable. You know, in the fable, the statesman remained silent because they were afraid that speaking up would show that they weren't fit for their office. But for board members, it's kind of just the opposite. Not speaking up might be an indication that people aren't fit for their job, because the importance of CPARB is to present a different point of view. And if CPARB members don't speak up and present different points of view and do not ask questions when they should, well, then what's the point in having them? Next workshop, I don't know why I'm doing it on time, there used to be a clock and I could see.
I've got it right here, you've got about a minute left.
Okay,
so I think that you're the only one here, so I'm happy to give you another minute or two if you need it.
I wish I would have known that in advance. Thank you, Mary. That's very kind of you. Thank you. But anyhow, the second workshop talks about scotomas, which are blind spots in one's field of vision. And they can be, you know, they're literally there, and they can also be there figurative speaking or in a mental way. Given the same certain set of facts, people are going to see things differently. And that's the purpose of CPARB, is to present a different point of view. Another thing that goes against CPARB members are the fact that they've had police training. They go there and they know why the individual's getting handcuffed. You know, they don't think about it. But if an individual's being handcuffed, I guess the reason why it was that absolutely necessary. And of course the police are going to say it was. And as a CPARB member, it would be my job to say, okay, was it really necessary or was it not necessary? Is that something that had to be done? And those are judgment calls, of course. But again, the idea is to present the point of view of the poor soul being handcuffed, not from the police officer doing the handcuffing. So I would like for you to take the book home and just think about the importance of speaking up. I'd like to thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. All right, so let's go to item number 5, the review of the TBD investigations. And in accordance with section 10A-88F of the Mayor Council mandate, the board may only review those charges specified in the investigation in order to comment on the fairness and thoroughness of the internal investigation and to report any concern regarding that investigation to those specified in the mandate. So our first case was 22-0310.
No chair. We're reviewing the May case.
Yeah, isn't that this one?
Nope. Yeah.
Oh, 220024, excuse me.
Yeah, so question being, since the case numbers in the agenda are not, there was no case file sent out for those.
Okay.
I could not miss this until quarter of 5 today.
Is there any issue with this list being wrong?
There is an issue with that list being wrong.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, okay.
So we would need to not vote on these and then leave it for the next meeting with the correct files.
So can we put an action item forward and say we can table these case numbers that are there, the ones that are currently listed on the agenda, and can we go and proceed with discussing?
No, because it has to be agendized. Has to be on the agenda.
Good catch.
Sorry you didn't catch it.
Do we have the case numbers that are supposed to be on there?
Yep.
Can I have those?
Yep. It is 22-0024.
0024.
22-0173. 22-0241.
The case numbers are at the top there.
My question is, do we review 6 cases in one meeting, or is it
Your call.
Only 3 cases in one meeting? Can you do 6? Can we? So our next meeting can review these case files that we were prepared to review, plus the new case files that you've listed.
Madam Chair, just as you're aware,
Tim?
We've got a training set up for next month for the RAP and maybe a little bit more. How much time do you figure you need for that?
For the RAP training?
Yeah.
Chief Duffy was working with instructors on that. I'm guessing 15 to 30 minutes. I'm not really sure.
So that should be shorter than your usual allotment of time. So if you wanted to do more cases, you might be able to get it, steal it from your training time.
As long as we get those case files soon.
We have not been sent anything from
Linda
since April.
That's correct. Linda didn't send out the ones since the meeting for May got postponed to this month. She didn't send out the ones that were meant for June, knowing it's going to be postponed to July, so there wasn't a confusion in the files to be reviewed. So she has them ready to go to send out.
Okay, because I've got the May numbers that didn't match these numbers, so that's what I was thinking, but I didn't check
these. The numbers that, I think the 20-0428, 22-0151, and 22-0310, Linda has ready to go for July.
Okay.
I think I can do that.
Do you have enough time? So move the training agenda to first above the case review files? We can do that?
Just put it in the motion.
Okay. We make a motion?
I move to move item number six to item number five for the meeting of July. Is that what I'm supposed to say?
Yes. And to review six cases versus the three.
And to review six cases instead of the meeting of July.
I second that motion.
She's filling in for Renee.
Yeah. I'm sorry, can you tell me your name again?
Anna.
Anna, okay, thank you. Sorry about that. No worries. We're in kind of a public area here. So Heidi made a motion to move item number five to six and to move the case review below the Tucson Police Department report, please.
Okay.
For next month, and for next month to review the cases that I have given to you, plus these cases that are listed here. So we're gonna review six cases instead of three cases. And then Annabelle seconded that motion.
Madam Chair, can we just confirm exactly the cases we need? Because I showed that we had 22-241-173-0024 for today. That's where I thought we had.
Is that what these are?
So the 220024, 220173, 220241.
Those were the ones that we got. Those were May. They should have been reviewed in May, but since we didn't have the meeting,
they were pushed to June.
Okay. And so those are the ones we are not going to be able to review those today, or we are?
We are not going to be able to review
those. We'll push those the next month, and then we'll add these, then I'll make sure Linda has those three. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Jaime Toledo?
Yes.
Sorry, I keep saying that wrong. Annabel Nunez?
Yes.
Kate Calhoun?
Aye.
Martha Lemon?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so we can move to item number 6, Tucson Police Department, and in accordance with the provisions of the state open public meeting law, these items that are listed on the agenda in order to allow the TPD to present a brief summary of current events pursuant to provisions ARS section 38431.02. The board may not pose, discuss, deliberate, or take action at this meeting on the matter and the updates unless specific matter is properly noticed for legal action at subsequent meetings.
I have nothing from the chief. Chief has nothing new to bring.
I talked to Chief Duffy as well. She had nothing new other than she's been reminded she has the training that is lined up that was going to be presented. She pushed it back another month as well. So she was planning that for next month. If it's the RAP training, is that what she was going to present it, or is that something different?
That's what had on the tentative calendar.
Then we'll make sure that's it. I know Mike Thomas discussed being there. I would probably say we're scheduling probably 30 minutes, but I would err on the side of giving him a little bit more time. You guys are probably once you see the equipment, you probably have some questions about use and application and just the what ifs. So I would say err on the side of 30 minutes. And then, other than that, the rest of the TPD updates. So far, we're kind of cruising right along. Next month, we may have some updated information from my office to reference a personnel change or two. We have some processes going on for some supervisory moves. One sergeant's already been selected to transfer out. But we're holding off on that until we figure out some other movement that may occur. And then we'll get the new sergeants in, new ones trained up, and kind of open that. So a little too early to tell who's moving now, so I'll let you guys know probably next month we should have a good roadmap for who's moving and where people are.
Thank you. Appreciate item 6. Item 7, Office of the Independent Police Auditor. Mitch, it's all yours.
Thank you. Busy month with case reviews, busy month with interviewing prospective FERB and CPAR members, and next agenda item I'll give you a little bit more detail on some of that. I've been involved this month doing some role plays out at the academy for the new class recruits, and I've got the bruises on my wrists to prove it. When they handcuff, they're not very good when they first start. But they're getting better. Also, that NACOL conference is coming up. To remind you, that's the National Association for Civilian Oversight of Law Enforcement. Last year, it was here, which made it easy, and Annabel went. This year, it will be in Chicago. Of course, perfect time of the year, in November. It'll be November 12th through November 16th. So if anybody is interested, it's a very nice hotel, the Fairmont at the Millennium Park. It's right downtown. If anybody's interested, I can certainly see whether or not city manager's office might be in a position to help. I'll pay for some of that since we share a membership, CPAR and myself. So other than that, does anybody have any questions for me? Nope. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so item number 8, the CPAR vacancies. I have spoken with one individual in particular, and I know that Mitch spoke with him as well. So if you want to give an update on Bill, or you want to wait till next month?
Well, I am hoping his name is going to be brought before Mayor and Council in July. Of course, he has to be appointed by mayor and council, and then, of course, he won't be able to do anything until 80 hours are done. He's ready to do that. He knows what's expected of him, and he wants to do it. So he's retired, and let's see what happens. But I believe Ward 5 will be suggesting his name to mayor and council. Of course, Ward 5 does have an opening. Now, you still also have two other openings. You've got an opening in Ward 1 and Ward 2. So bringing on another person would be wonderful. Bringing on two more people, even better. So if anybody has any additional names, I know another person that's being suggested by your chairperson, and I will be speaking with him shortly. But if anybody else has anybody to suggest, please, 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 bring on.
So can we invite the prospective candidates to the meeting so that they become familiar, and can we check off the training that we're going to do next month as part of their 80 hours?
The 80 hours is locked in as far as, unless you're going to do some scenario-based training, which you will not be doing, I'm sure. No, you won't be able to use your hours. That's pretty well locked into that.
Those
modules,
the curriculum,
all the modules that you put.
It is 80 hours. Okay.
And those are required again by state law.
Okay.
Exactly the types of information shared. So, no, you won't be able to do that. But yeah, I suggest bring them in. I mean, keep them engaged, keep them interested. You know, it is going to take a little time for the 80 hours, and you don't want to lose somebody. You know,
yeah.
You set the hook.
So, I don't know if you all have any community partners that you would be. I have to. A Ward 1 resident?
You don't need to be a resident of the ward.
But does a council person have to appoint?
The council person can bring a name, and or if the council person doesn't, the mayor and council on their own. I think that the ordinance says you've got 30 days to fill an open slot. If not, the council can act on their own to fill it.
And who initiates the conversation with the council? Do you want to be chair?
Yeah.
Or
chair, myself,
okay.
City clerk. Remember, I handed out those requirements before.
Yes.
Just to refresh your memory, you can have no prior felony conviction. You cannot be a City of Tucson employee. You cannot be a peace officer. And you must be a city resident, but not ward specific.
So do I need to follow up with Council Member Fimbres or his Lupita or anyone on his staff about Bill? Or have you spoken with them?
Yes, I have.
Okay, I don't need to do anything?
You can if you'd like, but for emphasis, you might want to.
Okay.
I can tell you to talk to
him. Okay.
I will follow up with you. On some idea.
Okay. All right, so item number nine, future agenda items. I think we've got our calendar somewhat full. I don't know if Renee ever gave us that list. So we're waiting for Renee to provide us with a list of the calendar items that we discussed a couple months ago, and then how we're going to move forward with those items. And yes, Mitch?
July, we got the rep coming up, right? And then I believe September is going to be a public safety communications department. We'll be coming out for a 45-minute presentation. And they would like to be able to use a screen, if that's possible. The clerks can have that.
A screen?
Yeah, for PowerPoint.
Yay.
Is there anything else that you would like to hear?
Was there a request made for maybe a summary of maybe the diversity or ethics training that was done at the academy? I think you had asked for that once before, too.
Oh, God, that was a long time. Yeah. I'd have to look at the list. Because we generated a lot of ideas. I felt like we had a pretty good calendar.
I think the chief at that point was going to bring that information back in.
So I know that there is a police ball coming up in August as well. Just making all of them. through... Principled.
You might want to consider that it might appear that you are favoring the police by attending that ball, and your current position as being a neutral observer might be compromised. Just a thought.
So can I get a motion to adjourn?
I think that's it. So moved.
That was quick. 25 minutes and 57 seconds.